Yerushalmi Shvius, Perek Dalad, Halach Aleph. The Mishnah says, but Rishonina, originally, they used to say, Malachit on the Eitzin, but upon the Masavim, a person could pick, could collect rocks, logs, rocks, and straw, Mitoshaloi, from his own field. He's allowed to pick up these things. That is to say, he's picking up these things not to clear out his field. He's picking them up in order to use them. He's using the logs to build a fire, or rocks for building, and grass for, or straw for feeding his animals. So he's, the Mishnah says he's allowed to do that. Our Gersa is that it has the word Avonim in here also. We'll see in the Gemara that there are some people who actually don't have that Gersa. Take out that Gersa, and they read the Gemara a little differently than the Yerushalmi we're going to have here. But we have that Gersa in here. So the mission says originally people were allowed to do that. Kederach Shu Malach B'Sech Shechaveri. He was allowed to do it in his field. Excuse me, just like he was allowed to do it in other people's fields. Of course, if I do it from somebody else's field, it looks less suspicious, because I wouldn't be trying to fix up his field. But originally, it used to be mutter in your field, just like in somebody else's field, because you're doing it for some kind of a purpose, let's say for firewood. It's hagas, the very large one. The Yerushalmi is going to explain what that meant, was the large one, what's the mission trying to say. So we'll wait for that. And when they found that there were a lot of people who were doing the wrong thing, which is to say they were picking things that they were not allowed to pick, collecting things that they were not allowed to collect, and pretending that it was in a way that was mutter, kiskinu, they made a takana that a person has to pick, each person would pick from somebody else's. So if I pick from your field and you pick from my field, it doesn't look like we're trying to improve the field, because in your field, I don't care about improving your field, I need the firewood or the straw for my animal, or something like that. And that has to be shaloi b'toiva, not in a way that the person feels like he owes you something. And if I see you do it for my field, and now I feel like I owe you something, and then the other way around, then that's not going to work. The whole point here is that the person is doing it for his personal benefit, not to help the owner of the field. And obviously, you can't give the guy food. You can't say, listen, here, collect firewood in my field and I'll serve you lunch, because if you do that, then it's obvious he's doing it for you, and then it makes it look like he might be, then we have to be concerned that he's doing it in a way that improves the field for growing. So the Yerushalmi says this, but Yerushalmi remembers. Rabbeinu says, Hachim Tzurchem Mitzvah. This is how you should read the Mishnah. Okay, he's going to now reread the Mishnah in a way that will make it more clear. And it's like this. Barishayim originally used to say, Malachit Adam. What we're hearing now is a Brisa. The Brisa explained it in a way that makes it more clear. Originally used to say, Malachit Adam Eitzim V'asavim Mitor Shalai. A person used to be allowed to collect wood and straw in his own field, Esagasagas. And when he does that, he has to take the large ones. He can only take the large ones. And the reason is because when he takes the large ones, it's obvious he's using it for firewood or to feed his animals. You don't need little twigs for firewood. You need only the big logs for that. So when the person takes the big ones, or if he takes the big pieces of straw, it's obvious he's taking it because he needs the thing itself rather than to help the field. Kederech shehu malake b'shachaber bein dachim l'gazim. And it's the same way in his field he can take the big ones, in the same way that in his friend's field he could take big ones or small ones. That was the original thing that used to be. So that is to say, when I said in our Mishnah Esagas Hagas, it's going back on the beginning. It's going back on what you do in your own field. You could do in your own field the gas, the big ones, like you do in other people's fields, big or small ones. Nechshatu, liyos malachdin, v'hein. What happened was people became suspect. They would pick in their field. Then Imrim begasim likatan. The people would say, we picked from the thick ones, the bigger ones, and really, they really didn't. Really, they picked even the small. They were collecting even the small ones. So therefore, his scheme they made the country is emlak b'sof shozer, v'zemlak b'sof shozer. So let me tell you what, they made a takana that everyone could only pick in someone else. You could only collect in someone else's field, so that without any person owned you something, so that we would be sure that you wouldn't take what you wanted. You wouldn't be doing it to benefit the field. But then, nechshadulias. Then another stage is that people started having a chshad. The people that was shemalak them b'tayma. They really were collecting these things in order to benefit the owner, and as the owner appreciated what they were doing, such that he would then they. It looked like they were doing it for the field also. The people said, no, I didn't do it because I opened it. I was collecting some firewood. So therefore, his skin should be via min a karav min a matzah that he made a takana that you could only collect from hefker fields. You can only collect these things from the places that were close by. In other words, things that had nothing to do with you that were completely hefker, and you were not allowed to take even from somebody else. So Amar Abzera, that all that what we just read was from a tesefta. Amar Abzera, Abzera says Rishayna, Rishayna miskayamas. The first two parts of that Bryce were accepted. In our mission, we noticed that in our mission, it says there was original people could collect in their own fields, and they switched to say you could have to collect in somebody else's field. But this later part, which is that you're not even allowed to collect in somebody else's field, that was not accepted. And our mission does not quote that part because the Bryce thought so, but the mission, by not repeating that part, was saying that it does not agree with that. Okay, now the Gemara is like this. When we say that you collect straw, the straw is to feed an animal. That's what you can do with it. So the Gemara says, "Hoisa behemtasham." If a person has an animal standing by while he's collecting, then behemtam mechachasalav. Then you don't have to worry about him taking small ones and things like that because it's obvious that he's feeding to his animal. You see the animal standing there; he's taking pieces of straw and giving it to the animal to eat. That's obvious. You don't have to. There's no restrictions that he can only take big ones. Hoisa kivasasham. What happens if he was collecting firewood and his oven, a kira is a type of an oven, his oven was there, so kirasim chachas lasan, it's obvious that he's collecting the wood for his oven and not to make the field look better, and therefore, in those cases, there aren't restrictions about how big or small the things are allowed to be. Okay, now the Gemara has a question. Liki pegasin, what happens if the person collected all the larger logs in his field? So let's, we'll make an example, that a large log is 5 inches diameter, and then in his field is 5 inch diameter, 3 inches, and 1 inch. He picked all the 5 inch ones. Now all that's left is 3 inch one and 1 inch one. So could he take the thicker ones of the thin ones? Because now 3 inch is the thickest one. So maybe now he originally took all the 5 inch ones. Now he can come and take the 3 inch ones. What would be the logic? The logic would be is, you always have to take the thickest ones, so it's obvious you're doing it for firewood. And by not taking the thin one shows you're not trying to clear out the field, because when you're fixing up your field, you take all of them out. So now you took away the biggest ones, now you can take the, so to speak, biggest ones again, even though they didn't used to be, but at this point they're the biggest ones. So the Gemara says, no. In Omar, I can't, if you're going to say it like that, it's Afu Malaka, it's called today, which means he's going to end up being able to clear his whole field, because every time he does it, he's going to take out. Each time he can keep taking out the largest of what's left, and eventually there's going to be basically nothing left. He's going to have cleared out all the wood out of his field, or all the straw, so therefore it's not true. You think of the largest the first time, and that's it. Okay, now, what happens if Hosea Sadeo Malaya Gassin? What happens if his field was completely filled with thick ones? You know, there weren't bigger ones and smaller ones, they were only big ones. So the question is he allowed to take out all of them or not? What's the Shiloh? If he could take out all, on the one hand, you say, well, when he takes them out, it's obvious, they all look like they're for firewood because he's taking out such big ones. They're all big, and they're meant for firewood, or they're meant for feeding animals. On the other hand, that's the reason why it should be other. On the other hand, it should maybe usher because there's no contrast. He's taking big ones and not taking small ones, so there isn't any contrast of him taking big instead of small. So it looks not right. There isn't that hachacha, so maybe he should not be allowed to take it. So the Gemara says, Masin, what's the dip? So the Gemara says, Tartin Masin. We have two, Tartin Masin. We have two Mishnahs that are going to have indications about the Shaila. Chod Amr Shari, Chod Amr Asr. One's going to imply that it's Mutter, and one's going to imply that it's Asr. So now, when we're about to now bring these two brides, we'll say it first, like tomorrow, full book. Who has a specific girsa, and others have the exact opposite girsa. So the mouthful goes like this. Hamasak, the first writer's from like this. Hamasako Sodeo, we had in the third paragraph, if a person wants to clear away the rocks from his field, he could take away the top layers of rocks, and leave the rocks that are still touching the ground, because when he does that, it's obvious he's not trying to help his field, because by taking off the top layers, that doesn't do any good if there's still some rocks on the field. You still can't plant anything. So by taking those out, you take out the top ones and not the lower ones, and these rocks are all the same size. So how come you're allowed to take out so many rocks? Hadar Mashari, so the Mara Fodor learns, this is a riot that it's mutter, that there are, when it's mutter, you can take out, all of them being the same size makes no difference. Now, In this case, it's only mutter if you leave the lowest layer, which is not exactly what our Mishnah said, but that's how Rav Fudel learns, is that you see in this Mishnah that all being the same size is not a problem, because it doesn't make any difference. The Mishnah just says, take all the rocks out. You have to leave a layer, but you can take this, otherwise you can take the rocks out. And what's the second Bryce that says you're not allowed to? Eizah Hamedel. There's going to be a Mishnah later on about a person cutting away branches or trees in order to help the other ones grow. So the it says, and Eizahu Hamedel, that you're allowed to take out, Achas Ashtayim, you're allowed to take out one or two of those branches or trees, you're allowed to take them out. And Basil says you're allowed to take them, even down to the ground. But, he says, you're not allowed to take out three. You're only allowed to take out one or two, but not three. Hadar Amr Aser. So you see from there, that by when it's all three of them, that you're not allowed to do that, you see that you're, that in this case, because we're understanding, because they're even, they're all equal, you're not allowed to do it. The person looks like he's doing the wrong thing. And so this mission says that, this mission has a mashmois, that you're not allowed to do it when they're equal size. Okay, that's how the Marfa learns. The Gra, together with Kharkineski and others, learned exactly the opposite, that the first one was a riot that you're not allowed to, because the first one said you're only allowed to do it if you leave rocks on the bottom. So that means it. Otherwise, if not that you left rocks on the bottom, you would not be allowed to do it. So that was the riot that was usher. And the second one, that was a riot that's mutter, because in the second one, Beis Hillel says, in that Mishnah, you're allowed to cut it down to the very bottom, even though there was a potential way to show that you didn't have such big intentions. The Mishnah had said that there's a way to cut not so deep down. Even so, Beis Hillel allowed you for the first one or two, you were allowed to do it so far down. So you see, Beis Hillel doesn't care whether that you have to make it specifically look better. Okay, so anyhow, so the Gemara had this question, and had Mishnayos, Mashmu two ways. Now the Gemara asks, after Moikin, is it true that what would be the din is, on Cholam Moed, are you allowed to take away these rocks and firewood, etc. on Cholam Moed? So the Gemara says, Ashkach Tana Tani, a Tana Tana seed that we have a price that says, Malachi Adam Eitzin Vasavim Mitov Shaloi, a person could collect the wood and the straw from within his field, Es Hagas Hagas, the thicker ones, Kederach Shuhu Malachi Besor Shechaveroi, Bein Dakin Bein Gassin, just like he could take from his field the Dakin Gassin, basically that's what it says in our Mishnah. And it says in this price, Beshviz, that you're allowed to do on Shviz, Avaloi Bemoid. You're not allowed to do on Chol Moed. So, to our question, are you allowed to do Zuchal Moed? The answer is no, we have a price that says you're not allowed to. So the Yishalmi is, Alf Bavonim came. Should we infer from this price that you're not allowed to do this with rocks? Why? Because in this price it says you could do it Eitzim and Asavim. Here it for sure does not say the word Avonim. So it implies that you're not allowed to clear away rocks. Because that doesn't look right. So the Gemara says, no, Ashkach, it's not true. Ashkach, Tini Ach Bavonim, we have prices that say that it's even with rocks, that rocks are also are permitted to be taken off on Shvius if you do it the right way. And then the ending is, when you take off the rocks, we tell that person, Halevi, there, your heart knows. It means, deep down, we're trusting you, so to speak, to take it off for the right reasons. And the rock knows, the heart knows, Imla'akalkalos. Which is a phrase, which means is you know deep down whether you're doing it for the right reason or the wrong reason. If you're doing it for the right reason, then it's fine. For the wrong reason, then it's also. So now, the Gemara now explains, Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Menachem said that this brisa, which was from Rabbi Kiva, is Rabbi Kiva of Kishitase. Rabbi Kiva, who uses that phrase, Imla'akil, Imla'akal Kolos, is going with Kishitase. It's like another time when he said that. In other words, the Yerushalmi is going to explain to us now where he got this phrase from. The phrase doesn't really fit into what we're saying. For us, it's a phrase. But where did it come from? Because what happened was, Chomachad Ismer, he saw a person, Ismer Karma, he was pruning his vineyard, and Amalev less Asr, so Rabbi Kiva said to him, isn't Asr to prune your vineyard? I mean, you're being Zermi, that's Asr. Boy, I need these to cut off these vines to help in the wine press. They're not pruning. I need the wood to be used in a certain way in the wine press. It has a role in the wine press. So I need it for the aklin. That's what I need it for. Rabbi Kiva said to him, Halevi, there, your heart knows, Imla akol. Do you need it for the aklin? Is that what you need it for? Or Imla akol, or are you trying to pervert something and do the wrong thing? Are you trying to go against what you're supposed to be doing. So from there, developed this phrase, which we're using in our case for rocks. Our rocks have nothing to do with an an akko, but it has to do with the rocks. It has this phrase, which is that a person has to, sometimes you have to just know deep down whether you're doing it for the right reason or for the wrong reason.